Led Zeppelin played their very first show in the U.S. on December 26, 1968 at the Denver Auditorium Arena, opening for Vanilla Fudge and Spirit. Their debut album was released a few weeks later on January 12, 1969. By the end of the U.S. tour in February, they had achieved headline status and announced their arrival as a force to be reckoned with. March and April were spent touring the U.K. and Europe while squeezing in a recording session that started work on a second album. Here's Jimmy Page.
If we look at the recording process of Led Zeppelin II, we began the recordings in Olympic Studios at Barnes. And Olympic Studios was the studio where the Rolling Stones had recorded, and we'd recorded our first album there, so it was good to go back there. At that point, it was an engineer called George Gantz, and he did Whole Lot of Love, and he did What Is and What She Would Never Be, and something called La La. It wasn't a bad start to kick off this album, but the rest of the LP started to then be recorded while we were in America.
John Paul Jones.
It's like, oh, we've got a day off. What studio is in town? Yeah, I mean, looking back, I can't imagine how we wrote and recorded it. I mean, I wouldn't plan something like that now or ever, but it just seemed the time to do it. We wanted to get a record out, and we were playing so much. It was very exciting times musically, and I think we just wanted to get some of that feeling, that heat, on record, which we did.
Vocalist and lyricist Robert Plant had a different perspective.
From the get-go, with Glyn Johns for Zeppelin I, I was putting myself through tests all the time to try and match the largesse of the music. It was quite a daunting task to try and fit a vocal over the top of those pieces of music, because there was so much drama in them, a lot of them. So I had to create something that was not going to be ridiculous, but was going to be empathetic to the music. So phrasing, pitch, you know, should I be singing everything at volume 10, or should I, you know, I had to find melody, and I had to make that melody work against the very, very strong web of music that was there. So to be a part of something, to craft the lyric and melody and to try and make it empathetic with the work that the guys have got going was a big challenge.
On April 24th, Led Zeppelin was back in the States for their second tour, starting at the Fillmore West in San Francisco. These shows cemented their reputation as an amazing live band. They would play three or four dates in a row and manage the jam in four different recording sessions at four different studios on the West Coast. On October 22nd of 1969, Led Zeppelin served notice they were a contender for the heavyweight crown of rock and roll by releasing Led Zeppelin II. Fans ran to their local shops to buy it, sending the album to number one in both the U.S. and the U.K. It has since sold well over 12 million copies and is listed by Spin, Q, and Rolling Stone magazines as one of the greatest albums of all time. In 2012, Jimmy Page began to hunt down all of his band's recordings from these sessions and remastered them, bringing the songs up to sonic perfection.
There'd be all these different boxes that just say working tapes. And the object of the exercise was I could remember quite a number of them, but there'd be the odd box that I wouldn't be able to say, I know exactly what stage that's at. So everything was listened to, and during the process of that, you would find different versions, different textures to the original songs. And so that was a wonderful challenge to listen to them. So there's all these little gems that I know that people are really going to just love, because it's the door opening into the time of the recording of these albums. It's a portal into this whole sort of musical time shot for each one.
Hi, thanks for joining me tonight. I'm Tony Harris, and as you listen through the next hour, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Paul Jones will take you through that portal back to those heady days as their second album celebrates its 50th anniversary. Welcome to Led Zeppelin 2 at 50, All Access.
You need
A blend of the rough mix of Whole Lotta Love into the finished master of the song, both found on the deluxe version of Led Zeppelin II. Robert explained the origins and reasons behind the extraordinary freak-out parts that have become part of the Led Zeppelin legend.
Well, it's the freak-out bits that were really, I think, the uniqueness of taking the Yardbirds vibe and also the Band of Joy. I mean, it mustn't be forgotten, or rather, I haven't got Bonzo here to back me up, but I wish he was. Not just to back me up, but the thing is that in the Band of Joy, we were extending songs, opening the frameworks up of things like a lot of airplane stuff. We used to do She Has Funny Cars and White Rabbit and stuff like that, and having kind of extended musical bits in the middle. It's basically a lean over from West Coast stuff. And that whole freak out thing, golly, on stage it used to go on forever.
But that's what made it fun to keep doing it.
Well, it was good because Jimmy and I, if we were in a whole lot of love, we'd go off and do all sorts of rockabilly stuff or whatever it was, and at least two of us would know what the next chords should be. It was very hit and miss, but it turned out okay, because within half a beat on a 4-4 bar, 1-2-3-4, within half a beat you know there's a problem. And when you know that problem's there, you just shut up and then wait and then drop in again. It's good fun.
Right from the beginning, Jimmy had a vision for his new band, and it went against the prevailing norms.
I'd been in the Yardbirds, and it was very apparent what was going on in America, which was that there'd been a number of FM stations, and these FM stations were playing what we'd now call alternative music to the singles, and you'd even get to hear them playing a whole side of an album. And I thought, oh boy, this is wonderful, this is the area to go in. Not the singles market, because the problem with the singles market was that where's the single? Let's do this, you know, you have a single that everyone's worked on, you know, this is a single, and you'd find bands that did that. The rest of the album material wasn't very good, because they were a singles market band. Not only that, when they did the next album, they had to do something, or invariably they did, something that sounded very much like the single off the first album, so everyone know who they were. We didn't do that.
And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Well, what's to be, they say, will be. And if the wind sees been sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And won't, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go. It only goes to show. Say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be? I kiss the wind, see it spin, sail away, leave the day way up high. Thank you.
Lord, your dreams are still as new. And happiness is what you need so bad. Girl, it's a lie with you, yeah. I can't go and see if it's sail away. Leave the day way up high in the sky.
A song about breaking rules. What Is and What Should Never Be from Led Zeppelin II, celebrating 50 years as one of the all-time great albums.
I didn't want to write about I Love You Baby Baby. Push, push. Well, I don't mind the push, push.
Find out what that's all about when Led Zeppelin II at 50 All Access takes off again after this short break on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. It's Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. I'm Tony Harris, and welcome back to our party for the 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin II, All Access. The third song on the album is the Lemon Song. It seems that a lemon is an old blues euphemism that a very young Robert Plant picked up through the music of Robert Johnson. It was this revelation that encouraged him to pursue his dream.
It seemed much better than chartered accountancy. The idea of some troubadour going up and down Mississippi River, getting off at the landing and playing and really having a good time and being kind of not a modern highwayman, but like it's not even the bard who goes from court to court and sings the praises of the king and then moves on safely. It's just the idea of this guy getting away with it. Now, Robert Johnson didn't get away with it forever. He was murdered. And he goes on to say, I ain't gonna state no color but a front teeth a crown with gold. Great. She's got a mortgage on my body and a lien on my soul. And then he says, now you can squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg. And then it says, spoken, till the juice runs down my leg, baby, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going back to Friar's Point if I be rocking to my end. It's great. It's like, so there I am, 16, 15 for cash, listening to this stuff and going, squeeze my lemon? That sounds great.
I should have quit you. We'll be right back.
A song as exciting as its subject matter, The Lemon Song. Here's Led Zeppelin's studio Zen master and guitar wizard, Jimmy Page.
Everyone was so on top of their game in this band that if Robert had to do an overdub in location, he'd be right on it. Same thing with me, with the guitar overdubs on Whole Lot of Love or Heartbreaker that was actually recorded over there. Whenever you went in to do an overdub, you were right on it. The good part of that, of course, was that we were touring. And so, looking at the schedule of what we did around that time, 1969, I think it's pretty awe-inspiring by any standards, really. Doing this at the time, recording this on all these locations, yeah, we were right on it.
Hey, fellas, have you heard the news?
Thank you.
Massive 1-2 punch of Heartbreaker, Living Loving Maid, She's Just a Woman, which opens side 2 of Led Zeppelin 2, If You Get It on Vinyl, now newly restored by Jimmy Page.
And we came back to do Living Loving Maid and Thank You. We recorded it in Willesden. So this album really travelled. There's a picture of us at Hawaii, and it was we were carrying the tapes with us at this point. It was a good idea, a fun idea, to have everyone holding a tape box. That's quite a famous picture of us. And the fact was, it was real. This is how it was. I mean, you don't find people taking that sort of chance now.
John Paul Jones.
We were different from everybody else. And we'd hit on the fact that we could actually do what we liked, and other people liked it. We didn't have to plan how it should be. We never really talked about anything like that. We just did it. And it was a very free and creative time. I mean, I'd come from the session world, which wasn't that creative. I mean, I had us being a bass player and playing a lot of sessions where the arrangers would just say, look, you know, we want a modern-sounding bass line to this record, which nobody can seem to write, so hear the chords, get on with it. So I was lucky in that respect that I wasn't too regimented all the time, although I did a million regimented sessions. And so to come to a band situation where you could just go anywhere you liked and just try. And it was that sort of band. It didn't have to be a genre. It didn't have to be a metal. You know, it didn't have to fit into any category. It was great, which is why the music is so diverse. Although it all has that Zeppelin stamp to it, it actually goes into a lot of different areas. And that's exciting.
Despite their reputation as adventurers, that didn't stop them from pulling on your heartstrings, like with the song Thank You.
I don't know. I mean, they're not really astounding lyrics, are they? It's a love song, and every line is from some other song, really. And it's just cute and sweet, but the further on I got down the road, the more I wanted to write about stuff in Achilles' Last Stand or All My Love or, you know, Kashmir in the Light. I didn't want to write about I Love You Baby Baby, Push Push. Well, I don't mind the push push.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me, are the only one. The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
The Beautiful Thank You.
It's the universal song. It's just that not too many people believe it.
That's next as we bring our celebration to a close when Led Zeppelin 2 at 50 All Access returns in just a few minutes at Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Thank you for joining us for a special extended edition of Get the Lead Out as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin II on All Access. I'm Tony Harris, and this is Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. When Jimmy Page went through every tape box that contained a Led Zeppelin recording session, he made a discovery that was never released. He remedied that by including it on the 2014 companion disc of the deluxe Led Zeppelin II release.
La La was a track that was recorded during the same two-day period at Olympic, when we recorded Whole Lot of Love and What Is and What Should Never Be. What it was a track, had numerous sort of overdubs on. I know there's acoustic guitars. I mean, this is one I do remember. There were little aspects of it where I thought, well, I didn't know that that was so good as that, because it's been many years, but I remembered La La, and I remembered the construction of it, and it didn't get any further than the track. Few overdubs here, few overdubs there, and actually it was just a track that Robert didn't actually sing on at the time, so the way to listen to it was as an instrumental, and it's good because it's got a lot of qualities which are quite charming.
an instrumental gem released on the companion disc of Led Zeppelin II's deluxe edition, La La.
You're a fan of J.R. Tolkien?
No, I've read his book. Yes, yes. I mean, he made me cry.
So does that happen where you often get inspiration from books?
Not so directly. I mean, that was just actually taking characters and putting them onto a record. But it was a monumental time. The whole, I remember in the streets of America, people signing on the wall, Frodo lives, yeah. Hope lives on, you know.
Yeah.
Might will always conquer, you know, right is might, all that sort of, the vibe of valor and purity, the whole sort of idea of triumphing over evil by hard work and endeavor. It's the universal song, it's just that not too many people believe it.
Leaves are falling all around, time I was on my way. I'm much obliged for such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. So tired. And though I held sweet drink a thousand times, it's time to ramble on.
Ramble On, from the album celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, Led Zeppelin II. That's the last song we can fit in, but we still have time to fit in some last thoughts. First, from John Paul Jones.
I just hope everybody just enjoys it and relives or rediscovers. You know, we're very proud of what we did, and now a lot more people can see what the fuss was really all about.
Robert Plant.
John and John Paul, as a rhythm section, had a lean towards and an affection towards certain aspects of black music, which really helped. The way that they played and worked together and the weave that they had was really quite special. And that allowed Jimmy a real great palette on which to paint his really expressive guitar ideas. And outside of free-form single-note playing, a lot of the counter-riffs that he was playing against them were really, really exciting. So at this stage in these releases, I hear some fantastic seeds and some real great, interesting and quite emotive, enthusiastic contributions from everybody. The beginnings of something that was going to become really good.
Jimmy Page.
We arrive at the whole catalogue, now sort of mastered in all listening formats, to the best that it can possibly be. You know, this century's technology. And for what may come, it's all set for that. And all this extra information of versions of songs, the alternate versions of songs, and material that people didn't even know existed, new songs, and it just basically gives double the amount of what there was in the first place. And I know that for Zeppelin fans, that's the right thing to have done, because it's just going to give them so many more pleasurable hours of listening. And as far as a musical textbook for young musicians and that, there's even more information out there now. So I think the job's done. And it's been done well, and it's for everyone's enjoyment, so here we go.
You can enjoy Led Zeppelin 2 in 6 different versions, vinyl, digital, CD, and deluxe. Find it wherever you buy music. Led Zeppelin 2 at 50 All Access was produced in New York, New Jersey, and Ballykinwood for Rhino Records by Near Perfect Productions, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Jason Elzey of Rhino Records and Rich Mahon of Rich Mahon Productions. I'm Tony Harris. Thank you very much for listening to our Led Zeppelin 2 at 50 special tonight. We have more of the best classic rock ever made coming up in a long classic rock block right here at Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Hi, this is Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin.
This is Robert Plant.
I'm John Paul Jones.
Thanks for listening.
Down on this killing floor!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.